held in Hamas captivity, one of whom was a dual British-Israeli national, and that's likely to increase the pressure on the government to go ahead with this ceasefire deal.
Those hostages brutally abducted on October 7th. U.S. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says Hamas couldn't pull that off today.
It is, in many ways, an incredibly diminished organization from the one that it was on October 7th, and we do not believe could conduct an attack anything like the scale and scope that did on October 7th.
But he says Hamas still poses a serious threat. Jury selection's underway now in Hunter Biden's gun trial in Delaware. CBS's Skylar Henry.
Hunter Biden's attorneys plan to try to make the case their client had undergone rehab and did not consider himself a drug addict at the time he bought the gun. President Biden issued a statement saying, "As the president, I don't and won't comment on pending federal cases. But as a dad, I have boundless love for my son, confidence in him, and respect for his strength."
If convicted, Hunter faces 25 years in prison. CBS News confirms alleged serial killer Rex Heuermann is due in court this week in New York on new charges stemming from another murder. This would be his fifth, and it comes 2 weeks after investigators once again searched his home on Long Island. Things got heated at a hearing on Capitol Hill today where Dr. Anthony Fauci testified on the origins of COVID. CBS's Stacey Lin's in Washington.
Dr. Fauci set the record straight about the theory that COVID-19 stemmed from a lab in Wuhan, China.
"The accusation being circulated that I influenced these scientists to change their minds by bribing them with millions of dollars in grant money is absolutely false and simply preposterous."
He also addressed cover-up allegations about that lab theory.
"The truth is exactly the opposite."
A state of emergency is still in effect in Atlanta today as crews continue working to restore water following some big water main breaks. Atlanta Fire Chief Roderick Smith.
"We have opened two additional fire stations to provide water to the citizens of Atlanta."
A boil water advisory also in effect. And a wild morning in Cincinnati where police are searching for a possible tiger. Possible because there's still no sign of it and the local zoo says it's not theirs. But someone spotted it downtown around 3 a.m. So for now, people are urged to avoid the area. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. There's a chance for storms this afternoon and early this evening, the latest coming up in the forecast. Five people were arrested after that fight at a funeral home in Mount Pleasant Saturday morning. One man showed a gun, but no shots were fired. The Kenosha City Plan Commission will be reviewing a project to demolish McKinley Elementary and McKinley Middle. This is the final week for six Kenosha Unified Schools. Pending approval from the Common Council tomorrow night, Racine is set to welcome a new city administrator. Jim Sullivan is likely taking over for the retiring Paul Vornhold. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers frustrate the White Sox. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers swept the White Sox over the weekend with a 6-3 win Sunday. A key play came in the top of the eighth. Christian Yelich catches a fly to left, then threw out Chicago's Tommy Pham at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Jones skies one to left. Yelich coming in. Pham at third. He's going to test him. Here's the throw. Yelich on a high.
Pham was livid after the game in the visitors' clubhouse.
"And I actually wasn't even f***ing close. Third base coach sends you, you gotta go. You know, I hear the tough guy with all the hoorah s***. There's a reason why, you know, I do all kinds of fighting, because I'm prepared to f*** somebody up."
The White Sox have now lost 11 in a row. The crew begins a six-game road trip tonight in Philadelphia. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
WRJN. As a warm front moves across the state today, showers and thunderstorms are firing up, dampening our day and keeping our highs to the mid-70s. Some storms could be strong, bringing heavy downpours, gusty winds, and some hail, too. Stay dry and stay weather savvy. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 75 degrees.
WRJN. You'll never know how much I really love you. You'll never know how much I really care. Listen, do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell? Whoa, whoa, closer. Let me whisper in your ear. Say the words you long to hear. I'm in love with you. Ooh. Listen. Do you want to know a secret? Do you promise not to tell?
And timeless hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, here's your chance to win on the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest. Here's what you need to do. Download the Civic Media app if you haven't done so already. Go to the WRJN page and text this keyword, lawn. L-A-W-N, lawn. That's the keyword. You have till the end of the hour to do it. You could win a Wisconsin Dells Summer Prize Pack. You could win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats. And you'll get a chance to win our grand prize, a staycation getaway to Fort Atkinson, Lake Geneva, or Door County. Again, download the Civic Media app, find the WRJN page, and text this keyword, lawn, L-A-W-N. You have till the end of the hour to do it. It's our Scotty Summer Statewide Contest with Civic Media and WRJN.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me when you hold me in your arms so tight. You let me know. When we're all alone, keep it up, girl.
Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
You call my name, ooh, so sweet, to make your kiss incomplete. When your mood is clear, you quickly change your ways. Then you say I'm untrue. What am I supposed to do? Be a fool who sits alone waiting for you. I see the light of your smile, calling me all the while. You are saying, baby, it's time to go. So I've taken out this time to say.
Timeless Hits on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Recently, Jim Mercier and Carol Gianforte joined Don Rosen on his morning show, and they talked about the drive-in movie theaters of yesteryear here in Racine.
We all remember the Westgate. That actually opened in 1949 as the Racine Outdoor Theater, and it was changed to the Westgate in 1952 by the new owners. Located on Highway 20, where Shopko recently stood and where the Westgate Shopping Center now stands, you might remember Turnstile, which was just east of the old theater. Of course, one of our favorite things to do, of course, was to hide in the trunk to gain free admission.
Not and, me. I didn't do that. I wasn't a criminal.
I forgot what the cost to get in was, but a lot of us guys would just hide in the trunk, and very uncomfortable, especially on a hot summer night. You'd be very, in a scrunched up position, no air probably, and you're just begging to get out. But it was worth it because you saved a few bucks.
Let me ask you, is there a statute of limitations up on that? Can we still find out a warrant for you somewhere?
So. No, I think you don't have to go to jail anymore. Yeah, you're free.
By the way, one thing about the Westgate, there's a picture somewhere online, we found it. They were showing the movie Eight on the Lamb with Bob Hope, and it was WRJN night.
Oh, neat.
Where you can get in at a discount price if you, whatever, say you listen to WRJN.
They had a lot of discounts.
But that was at the Westgate thing, right down the block from the radio station.
Sure. Yeah. Now, they could accommodate about 700 cars. Compare that to the giant 41 Twin in Milwaukee, and that could accommodate just under 2,500 cars. So, and actually the Westgate covered about 30 acres. They had a train ride, trampolines, pony rides for the kids. And in 1959, go-karts were added on their mighty midget racetrack. And, of course, they had in-car heaters to extend the season. And the speakers, of course, very high-tech. All right, another question. Who actually drove away with the speaker still attached?
Yes, we had the lady across the street from us where I grew up.
That's Jim Mercier, and Carol Gianforte is heard on the Don Rosen Morning Show. Listen to Don weekday mornings 6 till 9 here on WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa, enchiladas, or indulge in fresh guacamole. Brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Laughs by the Lake Comedy Series presents Johnny Beaner.
I'm at the gas station pumping gas. The guy, one pump over, looks over at me. He goes, "Hey, buddy, you're pretty tall." "Thank you." "You have brown hair."
To Festival Hall on Friday, June 7th, along with Sasha Rosser, Dana Ehrman, and MC Andrew Reining for a night of hilarious stand-up comedy. Laughs by the Lake Comedy Series presents Johnny Beaner. Tickets are on sale now at the events page of festivalpark.com.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Uno, dos. One, two, tres, cuatro.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN and the Milwaukee Brewers. All together, we make the perfect soundtrack to summer. Next game coming up this afternoon at 5:40, first pitch here on WRJN.
Should see what a lovely, lovely world it should be. Everyone loves.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Let's get you into the news center.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Opinions among Wisconsin leaders about Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions are split along party lines. Democratic Congresswoman Gwen Moore tells WISN-TV's Upfront the jury got it right.
You and I talked before the verdict was rendered, and I told you then that I was going to trust the justice system, trust the jury system. It's the only thing I know as an American.
Republican Brian Stiles says he's disappointed, but he thinks the convictions will be overturned on appeal. Meanwhile, Trump's son, Donald Jr., will campaign for Republican U.S. House candidate Tony Weed in the Green Bay area tomorrow night. That's according to a release from Weed's campaign. The former president is endorsing Weed in a three-way Republican primary against Roger Roth and Andre Jacques. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The main dangers of storms today and early tonight are damaging winds and hail. The latest is coming up in the forecast. The rainy and stormy weather will continue for a few more days. More showers and storms are likely tomorrow and tomorrow night. Five people were arrested after that fight involving around 150 people at a funeral home in Mount Pleasant Saturday morning. Initial reports had police responding to the fight and the report of a man showing a gun. That prompted a massive police response. Despite the initial reports of shots fired, police say there were none and that the situation was an isolated incident. Kenosha's very own is likely to get some help from National Democrats. A chair of the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee was on WISN 12's Up Front and talked about possibly giving money in the first congressional district race.
Peter Barca is a proven leader, and he's focused on getting things done, as opposed to Republicans who are arguing with each other and are pushing for an extreme agenda.
Representative Susan DelBene did not commit to fully investing in any other House race beyond Wisconsin's first district. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
As a warm front moves across the state today, showers and thunderstorms are firing up, dampening our day and keeping our highs to the mid-70s. Some storms could be strong, bringing heavy downpours, gusty winds, and some hail, too. Stay dry and stay weather savvy. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Got on board a westbound 747. Didn't think before deciding what to do. All that talk of opportunities, TV breaks and movies rang true. Sure rang true. Seems it never rains in Southern California.
and Timeless Hits are back on WRJN. Be sure to tell a friend and tell a friend about the Scotty Summer Text to Win contest on WRJN. This hour's keyword is lawn, L-A-W-N. Just download the Civic Media app, find WRJN, and use the text button to send the keyword lawn for your next chance to win in this statewide contest. You have till the top of the hour to text the keyword lawn. Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Scientists say Neanderthals wore makeup some 50,000 years ago. Yeah, but putting mud on your face didn't become really popular until somebody put it in a jar and sold it for $150.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, we'll be right back.
Folk, and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, for those of us of a certain age, do we remember the name Joe Bowen? In 1980, Joe Bowen traveled 3,008 miles across big parts of the United States to raise money for charity. But how did he travel? On stilts.
We all know Milwaukee fans bleed blue and gold, and they wouldn't settle for anything less than the best for their brewers. So why bring home unwanted guests after the game? Safeway Pest Management, family-owned since 1956, understands the championship expectations for our brew crew and deliver reliable, eco-friendly pest control for your home. Don't let pests steal your victory lap. Call Safeway Pest Management now and get a free inspection at 262-679-4422. Show those critters who's the real MVP of your home.
What's on tap? Brought to you by Miller Lite, the original light beer. Rooting for the Brew Crew because we're from Milwaukee too. Tastes like Miller time. Be here for an epic celebration of Latin American culture at Brewers Cerveceros Day on July 14th, presented by Sherwin-Williams. With each special ticket, you'll get a one-of-a-kind Brewers beach towel. Find your seats now at brewers.com/community nights. Milwaukee Brewers Baseball and Miller Lite.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today I'm talking about two ways to save at the grocery store. Tip number one, don't shop when you're hungry. A USC study recently found that hungry shoppers spent 60% more and bought more non-food items than less hungry customers. So if you're about to shop when you're snacky, don't. Pull over, get a quick bite to eat, and work on tip number two. Make a grocery list and stick to it when you're shopping. I know, so basic, but studies have really shown that making lists save money by cutting down or even cutting out impulse purchases. In my family, we keep our grocery list right on the fridge, and that way we all know what we're shopping for when we head to the store. That was today's Work Money Minute. For more tips on saving more and spending less, text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Got us on a mountaintop, was burning like a silver flame.
local news and timeless hits on WRJN. News coming up at the top of the hour.
On the first part of the journey, I was looking at all the life. There were plants and birds and rocks and things. There were sand and hills and rain. The first thing I met was a fly with a buzz and was hot and the ground was dry, but the air was full of sound. I've been through the desert on a horse with no name. It felt good to be out of the rain. In the desert, you can't remember your name, because there ain't no one for to give you no pain.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands.
Take you in the sun to
promised lands,
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for loving.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy? He rich.
Is he rich like me? Has he taken any time?
Any time to show?
To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for
like me. Has he taken,
has he taken
any time
to show
you what you need?